Today on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we are talking about the biggest, baddest, and some of the not so big and bad, actual literal criminals in rock and roll. Rock isn't just about bad boys, bad girls, like kind of pretending. But sometimes these rock and rollers literally go out and create for themselves a criminal record. That's what we're talking about today on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. The Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus is live and in your face. And it's going to be a good show today. We have some great bands we're going to be playing for all y'all out there. So stick around for that. We're going to be talking about criminals, rock criminals, like literal criminals, not like what somebody messaged at the beginning of the podcast saying Nickelback is, you know, a criminal because just by the fact they're Nickelback.
Because they have shitty music. Yeah. That, I mean, in some people's opinions.
You know, yeah. And that's fine. I mean, we're all, you know, y'all out there can. For some reason, I'm from the South. I'm from today.
Southern today. You're not doing like the little.
I don't know what's wrong.
Accent you usually do.
So that's the topic for today. We're going to get into that here in a couple of minutes. But first, you are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. You may also find us on the Rock Rage Radio app, RockRageRadio.com. Download the app. You can listen to great hard rock and heavy metal, like whatever you want. How about that? As well as we are officially now a member of the Classic 92.3 family as well. So you can find us on that station as well. So we are in a whole bunch of different...
We're all over the place.
We're like everywhere. We're like a bunch of maniac, criminal, crazy peoples. So, Lily, what's going on? We have Lily V6 with here.
Hi.
She's our resident rock historian and knows all things about everything.
Well.
So, Lily, what's going on? What did you do this week? What's happening?
This weekend, I actually went to two benefit shows. Friday, I went to Unchained, Saved by the Scene, put on by Jonna Machika, the photographer.
Okay.
She's doing a whole documentary on how... music will help your mental illness if you have some sort of a thing going on there. Well, they put on a benefit show and it was wonderful. They had a lot of good prizes. Oh, stop.
I have mental illness.
The ex donated a whole bunch of tickets from KeyBank Pavilion. People won and good times. And then Sunday I went to Dollars for Denny, which was a benefit helping a local friend, Denny Legalia. He's going through cancer right now.
Ooh.
So they Mean Street was there, Dying Breed, Icarus Witch, the Delta Struts, and Dirty Confession. They all performed, and they raised about $6,000 for Denny's cause. And
cool.
It was a great job. It was super fun. They had a bike ride that morning as well. So two very good benefits is what I did this weekend.
Well, look at you being all charitable and everything with all the folks out there. So no, those are great causes, Lily, and thank you so much for sharing that. And so we're going to have a great show tonight. We have some great bands, as always. You know, I take a little bit of time each week. I just don't throw this shit together for you guys. We actually like think about what we want to do, and I've got a couple of cool. I actually have a really cool Pittsburgh band, and you probably know.
I might.
They're a band called Royal Honey.
Yes, I do know them.
Actually. Royal Honey, they sent me a whole bunch of songs, so we're going to play something from Royal Honey. We're going to have, speaking of Pittsburgh, I'm going to play by popular request, Where Have All the Asses of Queens Gone from my latest single. New singles are coming out, we're putting new stuff together right now. I also have a band that I discovered this week through somebody, and I think it was Jim Vernon, you know, our private group. If you don't know about our private group, we have a private group where we party after the shows, and there's time I do a whole bunch of different Facebook lives throughout the week, and it's a great place to meet other people that are really passionate about great music. But this is a band that they introduced. It's got brought up to me that I believe Jim Vernon did, a band called Bourbon House. So we're going to play them a little bit later. And then another band that showed up that I learned through the group as well, a band called Eulogy that we've played before, a happy little number called You'll Die Alone.
Oh, that's
well, the band's called Eulogy. So
that
like,
sounds wonderful.
What did you expect? You know, would you
happy
expect
times.
But we're gonna open up the show with Dirty Romance by Royal Honey, Pittsburgh's own Royal Honey on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. That is Dirty Romance by Royal Honey. And let me go ahead and give you guys where you can check out, get a little Royal Honey for yourselves.
A little taste.
A little taste of that Royal Honey. You can go to facebook.com/RoyalHoneyPGH. PGH, for those of you who are not in the know, is for Pittsburgh.
And they are still super new, so they don't have a website yet.
Right.
So
that's yeah, but they've got actually some new songs coming out, and we're going to be playing some of their other stuff in the coming weeks. But I just whipped this off of Spotify mm-hmm. right now, so you guys can check them out. You can find them on Facebook. Royal Honey, facebook.com/RoyalHoneyPGH.
And they are fun to see live, too.
Yes. Are these... former Dirty Charms people?
Well, yeah, Bobby C, okay. Angelo,
yeah,
Eric Rogers playing is with them as well.
yeah, if you guys aren't, those of you from Pittsburgh, maybe you don't know, there's a great band that was legendary in Pittsburgh, and they've kind of gone off sort and done some of their own stuff now. But they're the Dirty Charms, and this band is a sort of offshoot of that. So you guys can check them out. So we are talking about criminals. And not just your average garden variety criminals. We're talking about rock and roll criminals.
Famous rocker boys and girls.
Some of these people have done little things, right, Lily?
We got little stuff. Silly things.
Silly, pranky kind of thing. But some of these people have done some messed up shit. So we, what do you want to, do you want to start a little on the light side of things today, Lily? You want to, what do you got? Where do you want to start? I'm going to let Lily kind of like jump in with this because.
Let's find a light one. Okay, we'll start with Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, he's been arrested for many things. The one thing I did choose was, and I believe we've talked about this on the show before, is he decided one day he was going to get all boozed up, as Ozzy does, wear one of Sharon's, his wife's, dresses, and go pee on the Alamo.
Now, was it just that he happened to be near the Alamo
and he had to pee? It was sort of like he just had to pee. He's from England. He doesn't know what the Alamo is. He's not from America. Of course, the Texans took that very personally, though, as Texans would, or anybody in America, I suppose. And he was sentenced, or he was banned from San Antonio for 10 years after peeing on the Alamo. Which, if you've ever seen it, is a teeny tiny little building. You would mistake it for really nothing.
So there's no big, like, this is the Alamo, please don't pee here.
Right, no. There was not a sign saying, please don't pee on the Alamo.
No peeing on the Alamo, please. They don't have bathrooms. I would imagine the Alamo is like landmark, a tourist attraction. They would have bathrooms.
You would think, or maybe at least, you know, a port-a-john. But, I mean, Ozzy does what Ozzy does. He's going to do it whether he sees bathroom or not. Yeah. If he's got to go, he's got to go.
Yeah, he did drink. Well, wait a minute. He drank his pee in that movie.
Yeah, he drank. He snorted
ants. So why didn't he just drink the pee at the Alamo? And
he should have just squirted it up like a fountain.
Yeah.
He might have been thirsty. I don't know.
They say in case of emergency, aim that thing at your mouth.
But he had a thing with putting on Sharon's dresses. And
well, it doesn't take much, from what I understand, to get British men to wear women's clothing.
Really?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, I've heard the Monty Python people talk about this.
Oh,
they're like, yeah,
they like to wear. Yeah. They like to dress in drag anyway. Yeah, that's just their thing.
So, yeah, that's kind of in most places that'd be like a fine misdemeanor.
It's not that big a deal.
But I mean, it took it pretty seriously. He was banned for 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years from San Antonio specifically. I mean, Texans are pretty proud of their
heritage.
I mean, if he peed in my front yard, I wouldn't give a shit.
I'm like, oh my god, Ozzy peed in my front
yard. Where's the camera? Live. Facebook Live.
Ozzy peed on me. Yay.
No, I'm not into that. Let's not get weird.
Well, like if maybe it was like if you're standing at a urinal and he like accidentally peed on your foot. Like I wouldn't be.
That'd be fine. Yeah, it'd be alright, I guess.
You know. But like if he like came up to you,
but we're
and,
not
like
kidding. We're not getting weird.
Whipped it out and, you know, started peeing on you. That might be a little awkward. to say the least. So
you probably do it, though.
Yeah, I know. But so what else you got?
I have one that's a little more bad, but not like insanity, like some of them I have on here. So Sebastian Bach, former lead singer of Skid Row, does his own thing now. He's just announced today he'll be in Pittsburgh in September.
So, I want to finish this story, but I want to ask you a question about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. In 2011, he was charged with assault, mischief, and possession of marijuana.
Mischief.
He was out one night drinking in Ontario, you know, home country. Things went south after Bach and his friends asked the local artist on stage if they could sing a few songs. They said no, it's their gig, whatever. And so they started heckling the band. Of course, they pelted them with ice cubes. The owner asked them to leave. But before complying, Bach smashed a wine glass on the floor. Then, you know, a fight happens, and
really, Sebastian Bach started a fight. I can't.
He decided to bite the pub owner on the hand.
Oh, he bit.
Eventually, after the fight started,
wow.
And then the pub owner asked him to go get a rabies test.
God.
And Bach was quoted to the news saying, "You can take your grandma to a Friendly's, and she can drop a water glass on the ground. Nobody tackles her, so why can't I do the same thing?"
Sounds like a little bit more was involved there, Sebastian, with the biting. Is Skid Row doing something?
They are touring alone as Skid Row.
But I thought I saw something where Sebastian Bach was announcing that Skid Row was going to do something. He was going to...
No. I don't think that they'll ever get back together.
I don't want to start a rumor. I know, because those guys hate his freaking guts.
Yeah, but Skid Row was just in New York without Sebastian, and Sebastian's touring alone in September. He's doing Skid Row songs, as he does. But
who's, it's not, what's his name? Is Mitch Malloy singing for Skid Row? Because Mitch, he'd jump in and just sing any, because
well,
he's
Mitch
so good.
Like bomb.
Yeah, he's like an amazing singer. He looks good on stage, great stage presence. So I can imagine him like kind of jumping in anywhere and doing,
he's doing
the Dead Daisies, right?
No, he's doing,
who's he doing
Great
now?
White.
See? But he was doing the Dead Daisies for a little while, wasn't he?
Oh, I had no idea.
I thought you told me you saw him
No, that's Karabi.
John Karabi?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyhow, it's Sebastian Bach, you know, a little naughtiness, a little biting.
He gets drunk and he gets angry. It's his thing. Actually, he doesn't even need to be drunk. He just gets angry.
He still is angry. He's got to be what? He's got to be 50s.
He's in his 50s.
Getting close to 60. You would imagine, like, maybe... He would mellow out a little bit, but
he's an angry Canadian. That's very rare.
I know. What's right? You know, usually Canadians are like, you know, it's all good, eh?
Yeah, you know, he's mad.
He wears they just wear their toques, and you know, hang out in the Great White North, and listen to Geddy Lee, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, well, that's the problem. He's listening to too much.
They watch
Geddy
South
Lee.
Park. There's a Rush tribute. I know you love Rush so much. That's why I want to mention it. But there's a Rush tribute with Sebastian Bach, and I believe he sings Spirit of Radio.
Really?
He sounds amazing.
Yeah, well,
he has a great voice. So, what else you got, girl?
So, actually, the rest of them were sort of bad, but I do want to bring up the Yngwie one. Do you know that one?
Yngwie. What did Yngwie do?
So, it's kind of a funny story. Yngwie Malmsteen, Swedish guitar god, as we know. In 1993, a SWAT team was sent to his home in Florida after the mother of his 19-year-old girlfriend accused him of holding her hostage while equipped with a small arsenal of guns and firearms and things. She claimed, the mother of the daughter, claimed that he pointed a shotgun at her and threatened her life. After about a 4.5-hour standoff, he surrendered and was taken by police wearing only his bathrobe and sunglasses, which sounds Yngwie-ish to me. He was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and jailed on $7,500 bond. But his wife denies this ever happening, who he married, the 19-year-old girl, and the press quoted him saying, "I have no idea what's up," as he's being taken away. So, was it real? Don't know. Kind of an interesting story, though, so I kind of want to do it.
Do you have the...
he was still charged.
Do you have... That reminds me of a story, and I don't know if you have this on your list. You probably don't, because this person isn't really a rock kind of person. But many years ago, when... Jackson Browne and Daryl Hannah, I believe, if they were not married, they may were just living together. I can't remember if they were married or not. But there was an accusation of domestic abuse. And I played in a band with a guy that anytime I mentioned Jackson Browne, that's all he said was, you know, he beat Daryl Hannah.
But did it turns happen?
Out, no.
Never happened.
It actually turned out that it was that she, they were having a party at their place in Laurel Canyon. Everybody was doing coke. People were partying. They had a fight in front of everybody, and she got mad and called the cops and said that he smacked her. And everybody was like, Jackson Browne absolutely did not smack Daryl Hannah.
She just
and
said it
was withdrawn. But to this day, people still said, you know, that's unfortunate.
I mean, he was charged and had to pay a fine, but his wife denies it, which was the 19-year-old girl at the time, and he has no, according to...
Is he still with the 19-year-old?
I believe so.
She's probably not 19 anymore.
No, that was 1993, so she's not 19 anymore.
She's
a little older now.
Right, just a little bit. So, what else you got? Let's go through a few, because I know there's tons of them. We could go all day. We'll play another song here in a little bit.
Chuck Berry. He's done several things. I did choose one. Founding father of rock and roll. One of the founding fathers of rock and roll. In 1959, he was arrested for kidnapping a 14-year-old girl. Drove her across state lines. Of course, that's a federal offense, as we all know. The prosecution deemed it immoral purposes, and that's something that was never defined. What does that mean? Right.
Naughty, naughty, naughty!
And he received a 5-year prison sentence.
Did he serve the 5 years?
Yes, he did.
Really? I didn't know he went
so
the year.
Said.
Wow.
Damn. So says the song. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
And he's done several other things too, but that's the one I liked the best. So I put that one on the list. He's another, you know, more than one time offender.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to come back and talk more about these offensive rock and rollers, and we're going to talk about we have some people watching tonight.
We have lots of people watching.
So we're going to be talking about your comments as well. So if you have a rocker, favorite rocker, and I want to know too, does this change your feeling about the music? Do you like, you know, because Chuck Berry grabbed a girl and took her across state lines for immoral purposes, do you now not like Chuck Berry's music as much? Are you, you know, does it put you off? Does it matter to you, or you just love the music and you don't care? So I want to get into that a little bit here, because there are some situations where fans sort of turn their back on an artist over certain situations. So we'll get back to that here in a minute. We're gonna play another awesome piece of music for all y'all, since I'm from the South to them. This is a, we just might as well go right for the throat here. This is Eulogy, and they're telling you, you're going to die alone. I'm sorry, Lily, you'll die alone.
Yeah, right.
This is You'll Die Alone by Eulogy on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We'll be right back. eulogy, you'll die alone. 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 How can I get you alone? We had to check them out while the song was playing. We jumped over their website. First of all, Eulogy, I have like 15 years in marketing. Get Eulogy Band or eulogyrocks.com, because what you got there, this N, what is the heck is that?
NEILJT9.wixsite.com.
Don't do
it's
that.
It's too confusing.
Nobody can find it. But the band, these guys are from the UK. I love the guy's voice. And we are trying to place who he is reminiscent of. Anyways, the band is Neil Thomas, Mike Williams, and Darren Goodwin. They are from Cardiff, UK. And we love you guys. And I don't know if you guys listen to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus over there or not, but know that we are really grooving on what you guys are doing. Just think, it's a great photo too. We figured it out. This photo is them opening for Fuel, the band Fuel, because it's got Fuel's backdrop on it.
So and the website.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you got their picture on the website. So that's the band Eulogy, and you guys can check them out there online. If you follow us more closely, if you're a member of our Patreon or something, we always put up the show notes. Actually, the links to the bands and everything are on our Podbean page as well, so you guys can find all that stuff. Speaking of, our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Also, please support Rock Rage Radio, guys. Well, you don't really support, just download the app. It's free, and you can hear great rock like this all the time. Also, please check out our new friends at Classic 92.3. Great station. Thank you so much for having us as well. So, we are talking about these crazy rock stars and their nuche behavior. The kind of behavior that lands them up in frickin' jail.
Dummies.
Jerks.
That's a giant no-no. You don't. Jail is, like, not a cool place. So, we hit a few here. We're having some fun. This is not like a big countdown. We're kind of jumping around.
I didn't do it yet.
Just kind of talking.
We're talking about things.
What do we have? Do we have any comments from our lovely fan base out there?
Well, we do have Tom Proctor watching. Like I said earlier, Kevin Anderson, Nickelback are the worst criminals. Joy Kundra Horak, she's actually mentioning one that I'm going to talk about a little later, Vince Neil. Dwayne Lopez and Jim Escher watching. Kim Jones Reigns from Albuquerque is watching, so we get some friends.
Albuquerque. I should have made that left turn at Albuquerque.
Let me see if there's anybody with Bjork should get a life sentence from Mark Silverstein.
Oh, I want to know why. We'll have to, if you don't know what that is, let's Google that and find out why.
It might just be because he doesn't
hates
like
Bjork.
Her.
Bjork.
Yeah.
Bjork.
And Pete Keith, Townsend.
Keith, when you get a chance, if you're watching. Look what I'm drinking tonight.
I'm drinking a giant bottle
of Knobkrieg, and I'm going to finish this by the end of the podcast. I'm so lying.
Well, Lou's going to be dead.
But call the ambulance now.
Joy Kundra Horak says Pete Townsend. I don't think I have that on my list.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Sean Schimmel, Pittsburgh Represent Primate Love. That's a band.
Hey, get in touch with me, and I'll play your shit. I mean your music.
He doesn't mean shit.
I didn't mean like your music
shit.
Is shit.
We just say shit for stuff.
Yeah.
Or music. what's happening? Triple R. ZP, the former lead singer of Dragon Force, is the vocalist of Skid Row now. So thank you for that. So now we know.
Do you know Stevie T? You know who Stevie T is? Okay.
Should I?
We should do a podcast on heavy metal comedians. Because there's a few of them out there now.
Oh, you talked about that before.
Stevie T's one. Jared Dines is another one. But Stevie T, I believe, is in Dragon Force.
Okay.
And Jared Dines is in Trivium.
Oh, I like that.
And they have a very... They're trying to pretend like it's an angry rivalry online, but it's not. They're totally, like, just having fun with each other.
I saw a satanic comedian once.
Did you?
That was fun.
That's awesome.
At the Lava Lounge before they closed.
Oh, I love the Lava Lounge.
I miss
Lounge.
That place. I love that little seat in the front where you could just sit, like the VIP section. That was fun.
I had a lot of great first dates.
At there. The Lava Lounge.
Yeah.
They used to have an 80s night.
Yeah.
It was
always fun. I played a lot of good shows in there. I did a couple of cool photo shoots. In there.
Really?
Yeah. It was just an all-around awesome place.
It was a cool bar.
Yeah. So... what's up on tap next so people aren't getting bored?
So we've got a woman.
What?
I got winded.
Women never do anything wrong.
That's correct.
Except okay, let's get this straight right now. Even if they did, it's some man got them into trouble.
Usually
right?
They're mad at a man. Why they do the wrong things.
And so, Bob's your uncle.
Wendy O. Williams, surprise there, lead singer of the punk, former lead singer of the punk rock band Plasmatics, which is no longer in existence. But in 1981, she was arrested after a gig in Milwaukee for simulating oral sex and masturbation with a sledgehammer. She was charged with obscene conduct. After the show, of course, there was a fight. She ended up getting a beating from the policeman.
She loved it.
Probably. She earned an additional account of battery, but photos taken of the assault led to all charges against her being dropped. And then she did it a couple days later in Cleveland and got arrested again.
Look. Who hasn't sat at the lunch table in junior high and taken out the banana that their mom put in their lunch and, you know, right?
I didn't eat bananas.
Okay. Or whatever. You know, wasn't like, you know, come on.
This isn't Fast Times at Ridgemont High, buddy.
Yeah, everybody need to relax. Honestly, out of all the things,
this is very
that's really minor. Nothing. I gotta say, like, that's absolutely nothing. Those of you that are just tuning in, have never heard me before. I laugh at everything. I think everything is funny, and I think people are stupid and hilarious.
Most people are stupid.
And I just don't care. So if I laugh at a tragic situation, that's just my way of dealing with it. I hope that you're not offended.
He's just sick and twisted, that's all.
Beating people, police brutality is bad, and that shouldn't happen.
I'm afraid she didn't beat the shit out of the cops.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, because she was a pretty tough woman.
A scary lady. I would never.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she might have gone Sandra Bullock on their asses.
But she didn't care anyway. She did it a couple days later in Cleveland, and this time wearing a shaving cream bra.
That's real punk rock.
Right there, she was a
badass. That's total punk rock.
She was such a badass. I wish she was around today.
And there's something to be said for that sort of authenticity.
Art.
Or authenticity. Yeah. And like, they're really living. But that can get you into trouble. As in get you dead. And I think this is what, just to digress real quickly, I think this is kind of what, and a lot of these people that like overdosed and stuff like that, Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin, people like that, I think they started to believe the persona that they were, like, because Janis Joplin portrayed this, you know, drunken kind of, you know, torchlight singer kind of on stage, and she just became that, mm-hmm. and ended up, you know, with all kind of
they get very
drug
consumed
problem. And it's a weird life that these folks live. So who else, what do we got next on the list?
Since we're talking about body parts on stage, we're going to talk about Jim Morrison now.
James Jimmy
the Lizard King and frontman of the Doors,
arguably one in the history of frontmen.
one of the guys
that really kind of, he was one of those guys that formed him and Mick Jagger and Robert Plant, and these guys really kind of formed, like, in people's minds before we knew what a frontman was supposed to be. These guys were kind of like setting it all up. So all the frontmen that we have become to know and love in through the 80s and 90s and even today, even like the dude from Adam Levine, you know, those guys like that, you know, like there's all, you know, they're all, these guys were all building it. Freddie Mercury, they were all contributing to that. And Jim Morrison is definitely one of those guys that, you know, a lot of guys are conjuring in some way, shape, or form, even if they're just doing it subconsciously.
He was brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
So what did he do? But he did some stuff.
He
got into trouble.
He attempted and failed to incite a riot at a performance in Miami in 1969 and exposed his pee-pee on stage. Dade County put a warrant out for his arrest, and he was charged with lewd and lascivious, which I love that word, by the way, behavior, indecent exposure, profanity, and drunkenness. And later reports stated that he was charged with simulated oral copulation on guitarist Robbie Krieger during the show. Went on trial in 1970 and was convicted, sentenced to a 6-month prison term and a $500 fine. But of course, as you know, he did not serve any of that because the poor man decided to basically kill himself. So they say, I don't know if I believe that one, but that's another podcast. And 30 years later, he was finally pardoned by the state of Florida.
If you have ever seen, there's a great documentary. And Ray Manzarek explains what this exposing himself. Jim did not expose himself. What he did a prank again that like many junior high boys have done, where the unzip your zipper, you stick your hand on your pen, you stick your finger out, he goes, "Oh, look, it's my wiener."
Because boys are immature.
Yeah, because you know, and Jim, you know, he was a boy. I mean, that's what we drunk. Do. We were drunk and we were having a good time. What are you gonna say?
I don't think that's, again, a big deal. And you know what? Well, who cared, really? Like, I'm sure all those girls wanted to see his ween.
Ultimately, he was pardoned.
30 years later. Yeah, after he's dead.
After he's dead. So who's next? Who's next on the list?
Oh, let's just go ahead and talk about Sid Vicious for a minute. I like Sid.
Now, this is a much more serious...
This is very serious.
situation. There is a biopic, if you will, that tries to explain what the situation was and how this went down. But why don't you tell everybody who's Sid Vicious? We also have to remember there may be younger people that
that's why I always swing by. Like,
so we gotta let everybody know who some of these people were. Some people are going like, who in the hell was Chuck Berry? You know, so I'm sorry, but so we're gonna try to Lily is the goddess of all that is rock history.
I'm like a fact checker.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and give a little bit the kids at home a little bit about who Sid Vicious was and what the situation happened.
So Sid Vicious was the bassist for the punk band The Sex Pistols. If you don't know who The Sex Pistols are, they were one of the epitomes of
And
punk
how
bands.
Did we not mention that on Best Band Names? How did we miss
I don't
freaking,
know.
That is a great band name.
Anyway, it's wonderful. But then they were brilliant as well. But he and his girlfriend Nancy were heavy drug users. She was also diagnosed with schizophrenia, so this made their relationship kind of crazy.
Literally.
In 1978, they were together for 2 years.
Crazy.
There we go. No Patsy Cline tonight. They were together for 2 years, and after a night of heavy drug use in a New York hotel room, Nancy was found dead from a single stab wound to the abdomen with a knife owned by Sid. Sid decided he was going to give varying accounts of what happened. He said he didn't mean to kill her. He just stabbed her, but he didn't mean to kill her. He has no memory of what happened that night at all. He was charged with murder, but never saw the trial because he had a heroin overdose. But yeah, that's pretty bad. They're both dead now.
There's a movie... If you want to check out Sid and Nancy, the way I believe, if my memory serves, it's depicted that I don't know why he had the knife out, but it was where she kind of came running towards him. But they were wasted, and it was he literally was not trying to stab her. She like ran into the knife. That's how it's depicted in the movie. If you are family members of Nancy and you don't agree with that account, well, that you might not. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you should get the information out there.
But that's what... And it was... They were by themselves. Yeah. Was it a hotel room?
Yes, hotel room in New York.
So how are we going to ever
know
anything about that? That's one of those things that the sort of truth of that or the secret to that went with them to their graves. And it's a... One of those big rock mysteries. That's another show. Like rock legends or like rock mysteries.
Mm, that could be a good one.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. 27 Club. That's another good show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could do a show on the 27 Club. So, what else you got there,
so
girl?
So, here's one that I have that could possibly not have happened, but the gentleman was still charged and sentenced. Dave Holland, former drummer of Judas Priest. He was the drummer from 1980 to 1988. He was found guilty of attempting rape on a 17-year-old boy with a learning disability.
Ooh.
Who took drum lessons from him.
Man.
In 2004, he was sentenced to 8 years in prison, but he claims it never happened.
Of
the
course.
17-year-old obviously was a little... He had mental issues.
Yes,
so you can't really... We don't know, but he was still sentenced and charged.
Wow. Okay. I can't go to break on that one. You got to give me something
one more.
That's like a little something that's...
I don't have anything upbeat.
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to play a song. Okay. We're going to come back. Holy cow. Really? Really, Lily? Oh, my God. Okay, we're not trying to bum everybody out. That's jacked up.
It's a bad one.
That's jacked up. And I think that is one of those things. That's a line that I do not think that you can come back from. I almost think you could probably spin murder easier than you could spin doing anything to a kid.
With a learning disability.
Is like, what? I mean, that's like, that's like douchebaggery.
If that actually happened,
cherry on top, you know,
way more than you got.
Yeah, that's just absolutely screwed up. So I don't think there's much, you know, anybody coming back from that. This is a band that I really want to play for you guys that I just discovered today. We are working about getting them on for an interview. This is a band called Bourbon House, Devil on My Heels, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. All right, everybody, that is Bourbon House Devil on my heels. Ooh. Does the devil get on your ever get on your heels, Lily?
I am the devil.
Well, and boom.
Goes the dynamite.
Dynamite!
I can't.
Oh, but you're going to. So we are talking about rock and roll criminals. And apparently all the lighthearted shit is over. We're now into the really hardcore. So if you're easily like grossed out or offended, maybe you want to listen to something else. Get your shit together. Don't be a little biatch, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so go ahead. What do we got next? We got a few more, and then we're gonna wrap it up for today.
So Gigi Allen, singer, songwriter, record producer, known for several bands. I didn't list all of them, so go to Wikipedia. But he's been arrested over 50 times in his lifetime. His most infamous is the 1992 after a gig with the band Murder Junkies in Austin, Texas. If I'm completely tongue-tied tonight. The show quickly evolved into a horrific spectacle of the singer being naked and covered in his own blood and feces. People were running and screaming from the stage, covering their faces because he was throwing shit at them, and it hit them in the heads and the faces. They probably ate it.
Don't throw shit.
He was sent to a nearby hospital for the self-inflicted wound to the head and then was arrested and extradited to Michigan on an outstanding warrant stemming from a parole violation for an assault charge elsewhere. Gross.
Yeah.
Don't throw poop like monkeys. Stop that.
There's a story about... I don't know if this is true. This wasn't an arrest. That Iggy Pop, when he was in the Stooges, went behind the drum kit and took a dump.
I believe that. He's crazy, though. I believe that. He's so weird.
He's in a new movie. There's a new zombie movie out with Bill Murray and Adam Driver.
I know. I
really
see it. I can't remember.
Freaking hilarious. This is like, it's like a horror comedy. It's like one of those Evil Dead, like Sam Raimi kind of things. And Iggy Pop is in it. Carol Kaye from Saturday Night Live fame. And remember, do you ever see Scrooged?
Yeah,
she's okay. The first ghost with fairy.
Yeah. And I like her.
She punches him in the face and kicks him off. But yeah, so she's in, there's a whole bunch. It's like a Who's Who. Danny Glover. Looks funny. But anyway, so speaking of funny stuff, what do we got? Let's get a couple more.
This one's not that funny. Michael Todd, the bassist, former bassist of Coheed and Cambria. 2011, hours before a show in Massachusetts, he walked into a Walgreens, showed a pharmacist a text on his phone that indicated he had a bomb and would blow the place to the ground if they didn't give him Oxycontin. He left the store with 6 bottles of pain pills, got into a cab, and went to the venue. Once there, police tracked him down and arrested him on charges of armed robbery. Hold on, my phone went crazy, or my thing went crazy. In possession of a Class B controlled substance. He did not join his bandmates on stage that night or any other night going forward because within hours of arrest, the band announced a replacement for him.
Of course. I mean, you can't continue on with something like that. I had to have a little bit of Oxycontin I had a recent medical procedure.
Oh my God, that's
and I'm going to tell you right now, I understand. I people say that like they're, I don't think people are using it recreationally. I think what's happening is people are stressed out and they take this and they realize how like that stress just evaporates and that's so that becomes
and it's
a solution.
Wonderful.
And I sympathize with people that have that problem. But if you have that problem, please, you need to go get some help because you're going to get into trouble. You're going to end up walking to a pharmacy and pulling a, what's the guy's name again?
Michael Todd.
You're going to end up pulling a Michael Todd on somebody's ass.
Yeah, don't do that.
So, you want to try to avoid that. Okay, what do you got? You got one or two? How many more you got left?
We got two more.
You got two more.
The one for fun, which I'll do last. But Vince Neil, which is one of the most famous ones, lead singer of Motley Crue.
In some ways, I think this may be the most dubious.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
He's had several run-ins with the law, as everyone knows, but the most notable is manslaughter in 1984 during a party at Neil's California home. He and Razzle, the drummer for Hanoi Rocks, decided to drive to a local liquor store to get more beverages.
Because they needed
it. While they were intoxicated. Neil lost control of the vehicle, hit an oncoming car, and crashed. Neil and the others in the second vehicle survived. Razzle was killed immediately. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, served 15 days, 5 years probation, $2.6 million in restitution, and 200 hours of community service. And as you, if you saw the dirt, you would have seen, you know, how that sort of went down a little bit. But that's, I mean, he got off light. And nobody even, everybody listens to Motley Crue. Everybody still loves the movie. Everybody still loves them.
It's, yeah. You wonder what Razzle's family thinks about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
How much was the restitution?
$2.6
million. $2.6
million.
Is that enough for somebody's life? I mean, you can't put a price. Right, you can't put a price. But then it raises a whole lot of questions about, like, what do you do? And is the criminal justice system just about revenge? Do we do two wrongs to make one right? I mean, raises a lot of questions that are way too serious for a rock and roll podcast. But just to kind of put it out there, this is the kind of stuff you might want to, you know, smoke a little grass and chew on. So go ahead, give us our last one.
The last one for fun I put on here, even though it's not funny in any way, shape, or form. It's just the name. Gary Glitter. English glam rock singer famous for Rock and Roll Part 2.
He killed 100,000 people just for fun. He was just screwing around. Kidding.
Everybody knows his song Rock and Roll Part 2. It's played at a lot of sporting events. I'm not going to sit here and sing it. You can look it up.
Here we go.
That's not it.
he
has had repeated convictions for possession of child pornography and child abuse. England, 1997, Vietnam, 2006. He was released from the Vietnam prison, but Glitter, who is now listed in the UK sex offender register for life, by the way, was arrested again in 2012 for more alleged offenses. And, Joan Jett's just go ahead and gonna go ahead and take over his song, Do You Want to Touch Me? Because I love that song.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah. He's an awful person. His name's hysterical. And if you ever saw him, he looks hysterical, too. He looks like a Fruit Loop. So. And John Fox actually asked if we're going to talk about the Norwegian bands who did church burnings and other atrocities. I cannot talk about that stuff. For some reason, I did want to put it on here. Go, what's that movie, Lords of Chaos?
Right.
Go watch that. I can't watch. I can't. I saw it. I can't do it.
Yeah. That is, that's taking the whole thing to its extreme limit. You know, to write to where you're living that. You know, I mean, there was this whole thing that went around, and those of you guys who are young, you do not remember this, but in the 1980s, this was all over daytime talk shows, this Satanism, where they were saying, you know, and people were saying that they, you know, they were involved in, say, satanic cults, and children were being abused, and there was children sacrifice and everything like that, and there was investigation after, because this is serious charges.
Mm-hmm.
There was investigation after investigation after investigation, and honestly, nothing ever came of it. There was never really any arrests made over it or anything. It turned out to just be people all excited and wanting and didn't know what to do with when their kids came home with an Iron Maiden or Metallica album, and so this was the story. However, over there,
in that country,
in Norway, apparently there were a handful of people that were literally and took it to that level where they burned churches and things like that,
and killed people. And,
killed people.
Yeah, it was bad. I can't. We talked about it on the show one time. I can't do it again. I'm sorry.
So, people do whacked out stuff, and just because you are famous
doesn't mean you can do it.
That doesn't mean you're a saint.
You don't get a pass.
There is a you can look at this, and I can't remember if it's What Culture or Looper has an article and a video on musicians who are actually awful, terrible people, and I'm sure some of the people we talked about tonight on today's podcast are on that list as well. I did not use that as a reference for today's show. Did you get a chance? Did you look at any of these?
I'd already looked at all those.
You already looked at those?
Them to me.
Yeah. But there's some Riverfront Times, The Richest, which we get a lot of material from, have some lists on shocking crimes by rock stars. Gigi Allen, I did see on there.
He was on every list. That was, I mean, obviously.
One thing that you did not mention, and I'm glad you did not mention, because I don't believe the person, first of all, the person was never convicted, and the person is now dead and can't be around to defend himself, is Michael Jackson.
I would never have put that on there. So, I don't know enough information to put him on a list.
Right, and there's a lot of conflicting information and things that can go one way and things that can go the other way. Yeah.
I have my own opinions on that, and a lot of people don't agree. So.
Right. So, you know, we I don't know if anybody commented about Michael Jackson or not, but that was not somebody that we were going to talk about because it's one of those things that is just going to remain unsolved.
There's no solid proof. You can't talk about something.
Right. And, you know, Nancy Grace has one opinion and Geraldo has another opinion. And if you listen to them debate about this, which I have, you can listen to Nancy and go, oh, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. And listen to Geraldo and go, oh, no, that's a good point too. And there's just no, we don't know. We just don't know. So we're not going to be messing with the King of Pop on that there is just nothing to say about it. So anyways, before we rock and roll on out of here, you saw, we're going to switch gears. You know what? I don't feel like switching gears. We're going to end the podcast. if you would like to hear about some other stuff, we're going to go over to LouLombardiRocks.com. Just click the link in there and you can hang out with us in our private group. And we're going to talk about some other things, maybe talk maybe about some possibilities for maybe upcoming shows. And we'd love to get your opinions on it. It's BYOB. So if you've got your favorite liquor, please bring it along and hang out with us. You can go to LouLombardiRocks.com, click the link, and you get right in. We're going to wrap up today's show. Our website is LoudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Tons of cool stuff there. I don't want to go into tons of details, but check it out. And Lily, go ahead and plug anything you would like to plug here before we get the hell out of here.
Okay, so my show is Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio. Free app, as Lou said, or you could just go to the website, rockrageradio.com. Also, I will be going live tomorrow night from Highmark Stadium with Sammy Hagar on the Circle and Night Ranger. So if you want to tune in, if you're not going because you're not as cool as I am, then you can watch straight from my phone on the Rock Rage Radio Facebook page.
Nobody is as cool as Lily V6.
Oh, well, dream about it, but no.
And I sent you a follow on Twitter. Did you get it?
I did not see it. I will check.
Follow me back, please.
I will follow you back.
Because are you a hashtag? You are
sometimes.
Now. I've been hashtagging Lily Van 6
oh, shit.
On
that's
stuff.
Cool.
So you're going to become a hashtag. I want you to become a hashtag.
I'm fancy.
Yeah. So, okay. All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out. Go to LouLombardiRocks.com to party with us on the post show. Thank you, Rock Rage Radio. Thank you, Classic 92.3. We love you guys. Really appreciate it. Real shout out to our bands before we get out of here. Royal Honey. Great band. Love you guys. Pittsburgh rock and roll band. Bourbon House. I'm loving what I'm hearing, and I'm hoping for it to get you guys on for an interview. Eulogy. You guys are so killer, and that singing, your vocalist has just a dynamite voice. The song is great. And we're going to bug out of here with my latest single, Where Have All the Acid Queens Gone? We'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Isn't what it used to be.
days.